it's our Wisconsin News Roundup.
Some new numbers came out this week covering Wisconsin students' test scores, graduation rates, and voucher school enrollment. And the state assembly was busy this week as they passed civil service reforms and two other high-profile bills.
Robert Menser is with us. He's the storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks for having me back.
Well, first up, a national report card came out for student test scores in math and reading for all 50 states. How did Wisconsin stack up?
So, not bad. A big new trove of student testing data. The National Assessment of Educational Progress, the last time that the big national test was given was 2013. Wisconsin is pretty stable on the scores. This test measures fourth graders and eighth graders on math and reading. So it's a sampling, and it's always sort of hard to know exactly how much weight to put on these sorts of data anyway. But the headline is, in math, Wisconsin students exceeded the national average. For eighth grade math, students were seventh in the nation. Eighth grade reading, ninth in the nation. Fourth grade reading didn't look as good, but was fairly stable. There were 25th in the nation for fourth grade reading and 17th in the nation for fourth grade math.
And also this week we learned that enrollment in the state's voucher program grew quite a bit compared to last year. What are the numbers on that?
Sure. So, I mean, this is what you would expect to happen as the policy was changed to open the voucher enrollments. So they more than doubled the overall Wisconsin vouchers to about 2,500 students this year, according to a release from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. There's a separate program in Racine that rose by 23% to another 2,127 students. This is the growth as a result of the changes to the cap of those programs.
Any projections about what the numbers could look like next year, or do you expect to see this trend continuing?
So obviously vouchers are a controversial issue and a sort of a partisan issue, but to a lot of lawmakers, this is good news, and they want to see the trend continue. The argument against or an argument against is that also according to the Department of Public Instruction, the 142 districts that were affected by the program are going to lose $11.9 million in state aid as a result of losing these students. They're going to end up, in many cases, raising their levies for local property taxes, and so it may be reflected in tax bills. That's something that could change the trend, right?
And we're going to switch gears now. We're going to talk about the state assembly. They had a busy week. They passed a number of bills, including civil service reforms. How did that vote in the assembly go this week?
Yeah, so a party line vote. The civil service overhaul is has been the subject of some controversy. The idea is to advocates say to make it easier to hire and fire. It would take away the civil service exam and replace that with resumes. This sort of an interesting thing for all the things that the bill does. There's a conflict between the assembly and Senate over whether or not people who apply for state jobs should have to check a box stating whether they've been convicted of a crime or not, and that the key assembly sponsor says that that's going to hold the bill up until probably early 2016 before they will figure out what to do about that.
Really, 2016? So
yeah, that's what he said. He does not expect it to pass this fall. We'll see.
Well, okay, so if that one doesn't pass, there's a lot more that could happen quicker. One of these, the Assembly also approved a constitutional amendment. Well, this may not be quicker because it's a constitutional amendment, actually.
But it's going to take a while. Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's a process, right? That would eliminate the state treasurer's office. The Assembly voted to approve that measure. What's their reasoning?
Yeah, the beleaguered state treasurer's office, who has no staff and no duties and whose occupant right now believes that the office should be eliminated. So this has been this is just sort of a vestigial tale of Wisconsin government, and they've taken away all the duties from it. So it's really just a matter of making it official. But I think it's going to take until 2019 before they'll have to jump through all the hoops to actually eliminate it.
And what would have to happen? You run that, run us through how that process works, the constitutional amendment.
Yeah, so you have to pass it in two concurrent, you have to pass it in the Assembly and the Senate in two separate legislative sessions, so 2 years, and then there has to be a vote on it.
So that was just this week in the Assembly. It was a very busy week. Yeah. Do you see anything else exciting happening next week or in the near future in the Assembly?
Well, we got to talk about the concealed knives. The other thing the Assembly did was overturn an old law prohibiting switchblades and making it legal to carry knives around in your pocket if you want to. That's feels like with concealed carry of handguns, that law maybe is that's not the one that we're going to get upset with. But you know what? Some people did get upset. So.
And what are the next pieces of action for these bits of legislation? At least the switchblade law that you were talking about.
Yeah, so this is Assembly action. This is a heavy week in the Assembly, and so there is sometimes it's hard to know which things are going to be taken up by the Senate and how long it will take. Right, there's always that process. It has to be passed in the Senate. It has to be reconciled. And it's not uncommon to see the Assembly, which is more heavily Republican, stronger Republican majority. It's not uncommon to see them pass bills that end up being moderated or just sort of left to die in committee. I don't know. I mean, the civil service bill, it sounds like it's going to go through a process here, and so I don't know that I would bet against it, but that's the process, and that's often what happens.
We're talking to Robert Menser right now for Wisconsin News Roundup. He's with the Wausau Daily Herald, and we're going to wrap up talking about Planned Parenthood in Appleton announcing that they'll no longer perform abortions at the Appleton Clinic. Now, what's happening there with that news?
So Planned Parenthood in Appleton has suspended abortion services for 6 months is the announcement. The organization is clear that this is temporary and due to a temporary gap in medical coverage, so it's staffing. But at the same time, there are only three clinics in Wisconsin that provide abortions. There's Madison, Milwaukee, and Appleton. And so among abortion rights advocates, this is seen as something that could cause a hardship. And among anti-abortion activists, it's seen as an absolute victory. This same clinic was the site of protests just a few months ago around the time of those hidden videos. So though the messages from Planned Parenthood have been clear that this is more of a staffing issue. They're not moving the health center. They're not planning to cancel these services, and it's not related to specific legislation. It still comes at a time when this is a highly charged issue, and it's still seen as either a victory or a setback, depending on your side.
Has Planned Parenthood in Appleton said anything about why there is this gap in coverage? Is there any indication that it is a result of political pressure?
Well, see, this is to the extent that they have spoken about this, which is limited, they deny that, or they don't say that. But it's a bit hard to believe that there wouldn't be an impact on that. I don't know the specific data, and that's something that would be interesting to look into, how many sort of medical students go into this field, or whether this is a more generalized phenomenon than just in sort of northeastern Wisconsin. But it's hard to believe, just using sort of common sense, it's hard to believe that the fact that this is a profession that a lot of people hate and believe is wrong, and in some extreme cases can put you at risk, it's hard to believe that that has no effect, right?
Well, Robert, we'll leave it there. We'll see how that plays out in Appleton and beyond. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Robert Menser, the storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. He joined us to recap some of the biggest stories from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.